In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
They've really, over the last 6 weeks or so, probably picked up the pace in terms of the negotiation and trying to continue to work through some of the preliminary text that's out there that would eventually be the basis for an agreement. Now, having said that, there are still several concerns we have and probably also several stumbling blocks that stand in the way of them reaching some final agreement.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the concerns that the cotton industry has with the current working version of the text that negotiators are working on is some of the language that's in there regarding cotton that would call for some inequitable cuts in cotton, much beyond what would occur in the general formula and much beyond anything that the industry would accept. What we did have was a letter from 10 senators approximately 2 weeks ago that expressed their concern about the text and the fact that any language along those lines for cotton would be unacceptable if it were included in a final agreement. So we were certainly encouraged to see that letter come out. I anticipate we'll probably see some similar concerns expressed by the House. Hopefully that'll come in the next few days as well as these negotiations continue, but we know we have several members of the House from the Cotton Belt that are equally as concerned about the efforts to try to continue to single out cotton and call for inequitable treatment.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
As these negotiations have been going on, one of the concerns, not just by the cotton industry, but by all of U.S. agriculture, has been the fact that there's not really a balance in the negotiations. In other words, we don't see the potential gains from market access being enough to offset the calls and the reductions for domestic support. Several commodity groups, including the National Cotton Council, along with American Farm Bureau, corn, soybeans, sorghum, and rice, all sent a letter to the president just expressing those concerns and reiterating our position that any final agreement must have gains in market access that are commensurate with any reductions that we see in domestic support.